Torah Or, Parshas Yisrei, page Samach Zayin. Second column, middle of the page. Okay. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that because Avraham Avinu's Avodah was creating Ava and Yira and all that through his bainus. We're not able to do that. So that's why there's Matan Torah. Torah, Hashem Oiz Lamayitin, Hashem gives strength. The level of strength means give the Yid a koyach to make the two pieces, peace above and peace below. Peace meaning lamaila, giving the neshama the strong ability. And then the second piece is the neshama in the body, that the neshama can overcome the body. And that's only through Torah, because Torah is one with Hashem. And therefore, that's why it says, Ayidabin alakim is kol advanim ha'ilah lemer, even though everybody was there. Because lemer also is when the person speaks, Hashem is speaking with him, through him. Why? Because he becomes mamish one with Hashem. This is what we're up to on page Samach Zayin, second column, middle of the page. Okay, Inyan, like it says. So he says, you mentioned the Tanoim and Amiroim, because last thing that Rebbe says like this. We say Bishami Aimrim, Bishilu says, or Bikiva says, L'cheira, it was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So he says, no, because when the tzaddik, when the person learns Torah, they become one with Hashem. So Bishami is saying what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Inyan, similar to Dvarei Asher Samti Beficha, my words that I put in your mouth. V'koyach Zanit and Yisrael, this power to become one with Hashem at Matan Torah was given, liyas halacha yetzem mipihem, that the halacha or the Torah that comes out of their mouth is Dvar Hashem Mamish. It's Mamish, the word of Hashem, shenemra l'meshe m'sinai. It was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, bizman kabbalas aser sadibrus lemer, mashe kvar nemar. That whatever, in other words, whatever a person learning Torah says, lemer means it is already said before. The high no b'chinas bittul elav yisbarach, to be in a level of bittul. When a person learns Torah in a way of bittul, then him and the Torah, and therefore the Eibushter Hashem, become one. If he doesn't learn with bittul, then like we said, it becomes poison. He disconnects from Hashem. Shein adib or nasa nifred eitzel adam. That the speech that a person says, which is really the speech of Hashem. What does the pasuk say? Dvarai, my words that I put in your mouth. Dvarai asher samti beficha. So, which means, when a person speaks Torah, it's Hashem speaking through him. Lias yeitz and mipi atzmi, that it comes out of the person, kilu shaloi. It's mamish, like as if Hashem said it. That's why it says in Svarim, that when you're about to say something, you're about to repeat something from somebody, and you start, you open your mouth, say, okay, Rabbi Kiva said, and then you don't say what he says, so Rabbi Kiva's mouth is left open. You know, Rabbi Kiva, you say, let's say you quote somebody in the name of a sefer, whatever. So the person, Baal Shmuel, I'm a connector, so he's opening his mouth ready to hear what you have to say, and then you don't say what he said. So you left him with an open mouth that he's insulted, embarrassed, and so on.
What if you misquote somebody?
That's exactly what I'm saying. When you misquote somebody, that's what it is. That's a shail of stealing.
This could happen all the time.
Yeah, it could be a shail of stealing.
It's better not to quote the person's name.
If you're not sure who it is, you don't quote it. Like it says, Tan l'sheini m'rasecha. My tongue will answer your sayings. Shatera hi imrasecha. When the pasuk says, when a person learns, tan lusheni imrasecha. When a person speaks, he's just answering what Hashem said. Alashalusheni tan ka'ein achara meim ashoimer. It's like Hashem is saying it and you're repeating it. What was the Alter Rebbe being out of here? The Alter Rebbe says, Torah, when you learn Torah, it's the eyes of Hashem, the power of Hashem, because now you're mamish one with Hashem. If you're mamish one with Hashem, you can overcome all those difficulties.
Right.
You can overcome all the difficulties because now you have the power of Hashem with you. You have to go with the Kayach of Torah. The Yud Dibris and the Aseret Dibris. And Klol is called Teira, is the generalization of all Teira, because as we know, in the Aseret Dibris, including the last two words, Asher L'Reyacha, is 620 letters. Chazal tell us that all 613 mitzvahs and the seven rabbinic mitzvahs, which altogether is 620, which is an American value of keser, so that was given at Matan Torah. When Hashem said the Aseret HaDibros, He gave, in fact, it's called the Azoharis of Reb Sadi Goyin. He shows which mitzvah is connected to which letter from the Aseret HaDibros.
He draws 616, right?
I didn't say Yisrael. And that's Shevgalosim Mikpiagvar Kiblu Kolatelius Bitul Etzlem. To be bottled at Dvar Hashem, Hamedabed Befim. To be completely bottled. All we are is the tape recorder, or whatever that is today, the recorder, the disc that's repeating what Hashem said. And therefore, the disc, so to speak, or the tape recorder, is only repeating what Hashem actually said. The tape recorder doesn't say anything different than what Hashem, than what the person said. What the person recorded is what the recording says. Well, it can't be that you don't record what, so he says, when you have to do it right. What?
Yeah, it's your
own flesh. If it's a Talmud Vosik. Yeah. It's only like repeating. So he says, what does it mean answering after Hashem? It means you're bringing down Elokus, the Gili Elokus from above. You're answering down here, meaning you're bringing down Elokus. So therefore, this gives the strength. Avram Avinu was Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim. Avram Avinu left all barriers, boundaries. He was able to awaken the level of Avas Hashem, Yitzchok Yiras Hashem, and so on. We do it through the actual Torah. And this is the intellectual person will understand. And upon him will come the fear and awe. When he learns Torah, if Suma El Libe, he says, when a person realizes the following, Kidvar Hashem Umamish Shenemerel Meshim Asinai. When a person learns Torah, yeah, a proper Torah that he's learning, so he has to realize, you know, what I'm learning, Hashem said it Har Sinai to everybody. I'm just saying words. What I read is good. What the explanation, I don't know. So the everything is mamish what Hashem said. And therefore it says, Malahalon Be'im Ovir Ratzis Azeah Avkan. In other words, like Dalt Rebbe brings on in Sigmar, but Dalt Rebbe brings on in Tanya, the Rav or Rabbi, two versions. When before he started learning, he cracked a joke. Ubatcha Rabbanan left. Vacha Kach Yoshe Be'im Sil Pasach B'Shmaitze. Then he sat with fear and awe, and he started teaching. Because the Gemara says, when a person learns Torah, they have to picture, like Dr. Rebbe is explaining here, this was already said to Hashem. Hashem said it, I've seen it, B'Shas Matan Torah. That means, when your person learns, they have to realize, this is, I'm Hashem's microphone for Matan Torah. That's an unbelievable cause of fear and bittul. You should teach your children and grandchildren. Right after it says, the day you stood before Hashem at Har Sinai. Which means, what are you teaching your children and grandchildren? This that Hashem said, Mamash at Har Sinai. And therefore, Malahalam Be'em of Yira, like the Gemara says, just say by Har Sinai. They trembled. They had fear. He says, Lucheda doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Jalsik by Har Sinai was a bunch of bittul. Oh, Mamish told her, you have to do it now also. He said, what's the connection? Over there, Malahalan, Ari Maimit Har Sinai, Vacholam Reimus Akelus, Panim, Bepanim Dibar Hashem. Well, how can you compare the two? Of course, over there was Bittul. The whole nation was there. There was thunder and lightning and kailas, and Hashem spoke upon him. Of course, there's Bittul. What's the comparison to now? The Gemara says, Jalsi b'matun teir had to be Bittul. So this was Bittul the same thing now? See, he said, Masha enkin beisa kateir shakol adam. On the other hand, though, when a person learns shalem mifni atzmei, when he learns by himself, he says, what's, like, what, how does it come, the comparison? So how can you have the same level of Bittul? So he says, Al in your commission is barely ill, like we just explained, Kigam Esakatar Shibachol Echot. When a person learns Tata, or Bachol's man in any time, Dvar Hashem Mamish Dvar Hashem Mamish Namla Meshim Sinai. So a person needs to understand that when they learn, Imamish repeating what Hashem said in Har Sinai. So therefore you have to have the same awe like it was by Har Sinai.
Okay.
What?
The
Yisrael, the neshamas
flew out. By man, how are we compared? That's what Dalt Rebbe is answering.
The neshamas are flying out. Hello, that's what Dalt Rebbe asks. Dalt Rebbe is explaining. That's why now you need the same bittul, because now you're redoing, you're reenacting Matan Torah.
How could it be in the same bittul?
So the Alter Rebbe says you could, because you have to realize that you're reenacting Kriyas Yamsuf every day, and you're reenacting Sfiras HaEmer, and you're reenacting Matan Torah.
They had a mountain on top of their head.
No.
I don't see a mountain on top of my head.
No, look.
I see light
on top of your head. But that's what Alter Rebbe is, how can you compare the two? So what's Alter Rebbe answering? That no, because you have to realize this baininess, that what you're doing is repeating what Hashem actually said. It's reenacting Matan. Why do we say Noisein HaTorah, present tense? Which is a Baruch HaTorah, Hashem Noisein HaTorah. It was given 3,000 years ago. So the simple explanation, Poshit, besides what Chassidus explained, Noisein HaTorah means Hashem is constantly giving Torah. And therefore, when a person learns Torah, they have to picture the bittul of Matan Torah. The problem is we get used to it. But you're not supposed to get used to it. As if you got it today. So he says, Hine eisaka Torah. Bebchin is bittul zeh. This learning Torah, but he says, now Rebbe doesn't say limud Torah. Asik means it's your business. Business means you eat it, you sleep it, it's your business, not the worker for somebody else. It gives strength and power to the nefesh ulikiz, and weakness, like tashkeiche, weakness, to evil. Anytime a person learns Torah, they strengthen Kedusha, and they automatically weaken evil. And that's why, the Rebbe explained in countless sikhs, the person needs to understand, you can't compromise Torah. Because compromised truth equals falseness. Compromised truth is synonymous with sheked, false. It's either true or not true. So once you start compromising Torah in any way whatsoever, then you're automatically saying Torah is not true. If Torah is not true, then you're not learning with Kabbalah Seil, with the Bittul. And again, the Bittul is when a person hears in Torah what needs to be done. But I think it should be done a little bit differently. That's the lack of total Bittul. That's the lack of bittul. It can't be. It has to be complete bittul. That means what Torah says, that's emes.
A lot of times it's opinions, like different. Someone is a party, the other
that's customs, not halacha. Even halacha. So you have, in the Gemara, you have an argument, and you say, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, they're both right. Not in practical halacha. In other words, the Gemara says, when you have an argument, the Gemara says it about Beisham and Beis Hillel, the Gemara says it about countless arguments. How could there be different opinions? Okay? Torah is emes. So, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Eilu ve'eilu, this is the words of Elokim chayim, the words of a living God. Yet, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin about David HaMelech, Vashem imei, halacha kameisi b'chol makim. By David HaMelech, the halacha was, Hashem was with him, the halacha was with him in all places. So Chassidus explains what is, here using the name Elokim, and here using the name Yudkivavki. Mitzad the name of Elokim, which pluralism, Lashon Rabim, Elokim is the only name of Hashem that's plural. In diversity, in understanding, you can have yes and no. Give you a simple mashal. Well, we learned this already many times. Before Hashem destroyed the world, the pasuk says, Hashem said, I'm going to destroy the world. Basically, a person is born bad. If a person is born bad, let's get rid of him. That's in the end of Parshat Bereishis. At the end, in the middle of Noach, after Noach, the flood's finished, and Noach brings a carbon. So Hashem says, I'm not going to curse him anymore. Why? The same thing, because the person is born bad. It's the same logic going two ways. So you have this, this is a mushroom which is given, this aspect of it. There's a logic. A person is born bad. Okay, a person is born bad. You can look at it two ways. You can look at it with chesed and say, well, let's be kind. If he's born bad, it's not his fault. Or you could look at it with gvura and say, 1 minute, the guy's born bad, get rid of him. What do you need him for? The logic is there, but you can look at it two approaches. Bishami primarily was lenient because their neshamas came from chesed. Bishami was more usually stricter because the I said, Beisilu was chesed, Bishami was, I'm sorry, Beisilu was chesed, Bishami is gvura. So, therefore, they looked at it that way. But when it comes to practical halacha, then it's not Elokim anymore. It's Vavaya imai, mitzad yudke vavke. Then it's only halacha one way. So, yes, you can have another example. Is this table big or small? So somebody will come along and say, it's a big table. Another person will say, no, it's a small table. So if you're comparing it to a little ant crawling, the table's big. Comparing it to the room, the table's small. Now they're both right. From this perspective, the table is big. From this perspective, the table is small. And they're both right. But in practical halacha, it can only be one way.
What does it mean by shivim panim latara? There are 70 facets.
There's shivim panim, there's shishim ribi panim latara. Because every aspect in Torah could be learned in 70 ways, shishim ribi, 600,000 ways, because Torah is believable. Yeah? So you have 13 ways to turn into Rashi. Then you have shivim panim latara, shivim ochel latara. Then you have shishim ribi. Okay? But in practical halacha, then you have, it has to be done one way. Now, even in Torah, for instance, those that followed, they were from Beis Shammai, followed Shammai's opinion. Those who were from Beis Hillel followed Beis Hillel's opinion. Once the halacha became ruled like one of them, then you can't change it anymore. What? Ratzon Havaya, not Elokim. It's the Havaya, because this is what Hashem wants. Yeah, no, I mean, it really doesn't matter. It's Chochmah, it's Ratzon, it's all. But in other words, Teda is, he's saying here, Teda, but when it's done with Bittul, in other words, not that I have a brainstorm, you know, I have a Chiddush, I have a stomachache, and I pop out.
How was it decided which one went from the king to Allah?
What?
How was it decided which one was Allah?
So their rules in the Talmud of Mishnah, there was a rule, Yochid Vadab Malacha Kerabim. Sing in individual versus public, the Allah is like public. Because the Gemara rules, the Allah is like Beisilu.
Oh, across the board.
Yeah. Except in certain things where the exception is.
For now,
but like Abayu Rava, the Allah is like Kerabim, except Yal Kagam. I mean, what? What?
In the time of Mashiach,
the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. No, the Rebbe right. No, it says in Kabbalah. For you, the Rebbe said. In Kabbalah, it said, the Rebbe said you have to keep Shabbos. It's not that. The Rebbe said you have to keep Shabbos. Otherwise, I understand. I'm not disagreeing with you, God forbid. What were you just saying? In the time of Mashiach, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. That's what it says in Kabbalah. So L'chaira, the Rebbe asks in Asicha, that means Torah is changing. There's a fundamental rule in Torah. Torah is only Yitir Mechlefes. Torah will never be changed. So the Rebbe asks L'chaira, until now the halacha is like Beis Hillel, when Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. Why isn't that changing Torah? Okay? So the Rebbe explains in Asicha, it's not at all changing Torah. The reason why the halach is like Beis Hillel, says an halach. Why is the halach like Beis Hillel? There were the majority of opinions. Hillel let everybody in. Shammai was very particular who he let in. So the Gemara says, Beis Shammai mechadid the tvei, the Gemara says. Beis Shammai were smarter people because he only let in the select. And Hillel, Beis Hillel was everybody. But in numbers, Beis Hillel was more than Beis Shammai. So the halacha is like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Why? Because they were the majority opinion. Lo asad lave, the majority opinion is going to follow Beis Shammai. So that's, then the rav is Beis Shammai. You're not changing Torah. Torah says you follow the majority, period. Now, therefore, when Beis Hillel is the majority, you follow Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai is the majority, you follow Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. And Chassidus explains why. Because now, because Beis Shammai was stricter, Beis Hillel is more lenient. The world now is not able to handle internalized Beis Shammai's opinion. The world's not on that level. If the world's not on that level, that loch is not going to be like Beis Shammai. Except when, you know, when it says. Okay. One second. La'asid lavei, when Mashiach comes, the world will be on a much higher level. So then the majority opinion will be like Beis Shammai. But Torah is not changing. It's the same Torah.
How can it be by majority? I mean, is it yes or no?
Exactly. And I tell you, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim.
There's only one fact. There's one truth.
Exactly.
You cannot jump this way and that.
Okay. Is this table big or small? Is big truth? And is small truth? What?
The two Jewish comedians. He says, when is one here? He says, you have a here. If it's in your soup, it's a lot. If it's on your bald head, it's too little.
In practical
halacha, because the ma'aseh b'peril can only be one way. But is both opinions Torah?
Yeah. Yeah, both opinions.
Okay.
But it's still within the guidelines of Torah.
Yes. And you have to make your own guidelines. What do you? Okay, bite it. Let's go. Therefore, how does Matan Torah begin with the word Onechi? Why? What happened by Kabbalah Satera? Nimshich b'chinas Onechi. Hani Onechi mamish atzmosi muhusi yizbarach ha'sevim kol alma. We mentioned this last night by the class. Why does Aser Sedibis begin with Onechi? Anechi is Le'Yisram is Le'Bishum Eiz and Le'Bishum Kaitz. Anechi is not a name of Hashem. Names of Hashem begin Havaya Elokecha or Hashem Elokeinu, and you say Ato. Yeah. So names is a certain revelation, how the thing is revealed, you classify it with a name. The essence is nameless because a name is the way something is be able to be described. It's an adjective, how the person is revealed.
The person turns around.
When the Malach asked, when Yaakov Avinu asked the Malach, what's your name? So it says in Medrash, the Malach said, you want to know my name? It depends what I do. Or Meshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, Meshe Rabbeinu, it's also with the Malach. But by the burning bush, Meshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what's your name? So yeah, but the Medrash says that there was a longer conversation. Hashem said to me, Shmiyata Reitzel Leida, Lifi Maisa Ni Nikra. You want to know my name? It depends what I'm doing. When I'm kind, I'm called Kel. When I'm strict, I'm called Alakim. When I have Rachmim, Rachmanis, I'm called Avaya. When I fight battles, I'm called Tzvois. Well, it depends what I do.
Sounds a lot like my wife.
Okay, you didn't listen to the class last night. So it's on YouTube. So the question is, so Anechi, that's Sarah Dibre, what's Rebbe explaining over here? When a person learns Torah, they're reenacting the Gilui of Matan Torah. What was the Gilui of Matan Torah that Alter Rebbe is explaining now? The level of Anechi of Ailekecha, the essence of Hashem. And because when a person learns Torah, they're connecting to Anechi, Misha Anechi, the essence of Hashem, that power is able to overcome anything. It's even higher than Avaya, even higher than Elohim. It's the essence of Hashem. And that's what a person brings down when they learn Torah. When a person learns Torah, they connect to the essence. And therefore, like we explained many times, how is it you come to a Rebbe and ask him medical advice, you ask him real estate advice, you ask him shidduch advice, you ask him this advice, that advice. He's not a doctor, he's not a real estate agent, he's not a whatever. And yet you ask him, and he's an authoritative person. He says yes or no, do the surgery, yes or no. And the doctors will say yes, and the Rebbe can say no. Where does it come from? He didn't see the patient, didn't see the charts either. The answer is, a mind that's not in business. That's Balabata Mesebach Das Teda. Right? And over there it means, by the way, not a Balabas who's an illiterate. If to say about the Das of Balabas is Hebach Das Teda, if a guy's illiterate, it's self-understood. It means a guy that knows how to learn, but he's not focused 24-7 in Teda. He doesn't have Das Teda. What's Das Teda? A person is so devoted 24-7 in connection with Hashem through Torah and Tefillah. So just like Hashem knows the real estate market, and just like Hashem knows the medical thing without seeing the chart, these people are mamish so connected to Hashem that they don't need to see the charts. Hashem doesn't need to see the charts, so to speak, to see if the person should do this or not. He's one with Hashem. So the mind is Hashem, a godly mind. Our mind is warped completely. Because we're all over the place. But a mind that's 24-7 in Torah, mitzvahs, and tefillah, so that mind thinks like God. What's the big difficult? Mm-hmm.